So I appreciate everybody coming at 1:30. We have put a lot of thought into this quarterback position, from OTAs to the point now where we are, about two games, two preseason games, all those practices, everything into training camp. And we spoke to the quarterbacks this morning around 7:40, spoke to the team at 8, and we told the group, the quarterbacks first, and then the team, that we're going to name Brian Hoyer the starting quarterback for our team right now. I talked to you guys yesterday about the fact that this is the third game of the preseason where we want to try to get into more of a regular season routine here and treat it as such, as a regular season game. And so I felt like it was very important to give Brian the chance to run our offense all week, knowing that he was the starter going into this game. Now, this game will be treated the same way schematically. We're not going to go into this game and basically show everything that we've been working on for the last 6 months, but we'll give him the chance to start the game and play with the offense for a while in this game. This was a very tough decision, but that's why Bob McNair pays me what he pays me, to make tough decisions as far as who's playing on the field. And it was a very tough decision. And a lot of people are probably going to ask me, was it a true competition? There's absolutely no doubt about the fact that it was a true competition. Both guys competed from day one. They both have a lot of respect for each other. They're both good teammates. They're both good in the locker room, smart guys. They're both good quarterbacks. In the end, I thought that Brian showed me the most consistency, the most composure in certain situations, the experience in our system, all those different things that go into the fact that I think he's ready to be our starter. I have a ton of respect for Ryan Mallett. I believe in him as a player. I believe in Ryan Mallett as a player. Last year, we played four quarterbacks. And, I used that as an example with him because I told him, I said, you have to prepare every single week like you're the starter. You have to be ready to play at a moment's notice. And I believe that he understands that. I'm sure he doesn't agree with the decision, but I can tell you that he's a professional football player, and he'll handle himself in such a way that we all expect, from him. I know that maybe one of the questions from you guys will be, is Brian Hoyer on a short leash? The way I would answer that is basically, I think we're all on a short leash. I'm on a short leash. It's a league that's based on winning. You have to win. It's a results-oriented league. I wouldn't use the term necessarily short leash or anything like that, but Brian knows that he's got to go in there and earn it every day, play well in the games, and then go from there. But, they all understand that this is a results-oriented business, and that's the way it is every day in here. That's the way the NFL's set up, and that's the way we treat it here in the building every single day. Some people may ask me, do I think that Brian Hoyer is the long-term solution at quarterback for this organization? What I'll say to you is this. I'll say this, that we all need to give Brian Hoyer a chance. He's got an opportunity here. He's got an opportunity to go in there as a starter and make the most of his opportunity. Like I've said in the past, I believe in him. I believe in his ability to run our offense efficiently. I believe in his experience in our offense. I think he's shown in the past that he can be a successful starting quarterback. And so that's what we know going into today. And that's basically why I wanted you guys to come here at 1:30. Sorry, it was kind of a last-minute deal, but just wanted to be able to talk to you guys about it and then, answer any questions that you may have.
In Cleveland, they said when the competition was over with him and Manziel, he played a whole lot better. Do you expect that?
We'll see. We'll see, John. I think that there's something to be said for that when you know you're the starter and you can go in there and maybe get a few more reps. We talked to them about the reps. The reps will change, but they won't change drastically. Brian may get more the reps have been basically equal all the way through. Now Brian may get a few more reps. Ryan may not get as many reps as he has in the past, but he's still going to get a lot of reps because we have to get him ready to play too. So with the added reps for Brian, hopefully that gives him a chance to continue to improve and improve in his knowledge of what we're trying to do with our system and go from there.
Bill, had you targeted week three for the preseason name your starter? Is that just the way the process worked out?
I think it was more about the process, Mark. I think we didn't target, you know, any specific date. You know, yesterday was the players' day off, so the players weren't here yesterday. And obviously, as a coaching staff, we were in here early, late into the night. And so I made the decision, and I think it's a decision, you know, that's in the best interest of the team as, at this point in time. But it wasn't like a specific date that we targeted. It was just, you know, it's time to name a starter. We feel like we have enough information to do that and let Brian go do it. And let's go out there and try to be as good as we can offensively.
Bill, can you talk about, I'm sorry, I don't know if you mentioned it off the top. We met yesterday. You said you guys were still working through it. What happened between then and today since the players were off that made you to make the decision?
I don't think anything happened. When I came down here, basically we came in and we watched the tape. The game was over. You know, I think I didn't get home the night of the game until about midnight. So I didn't watch much of the tape, obviously, that night right after the game, a little bit of it. And then, you know, really kind of went through it all and just, you know, again, it wasn't anything that changed from here, from that point to this point. It was just more about, you know, a lot of thoughts gone into it, and it's time to make a decision in the best interest of the team to try to get a little bit more cohesion on offense and see if we can be a little bit more consistent, and that's the decision that we made.
Over so long, you said it was even, close, a dead heat or whatever. How close were they going into when you made this decision?
Right. I think it's been a close competition. I think in the end, you take a lot of different factors into account. You know, it's the practices. It's the different situations that we put them in. It's the meetings, the off-the-field things. It's the consistency of the performance over time. And you know, it's really not something that there's a drastic difference between the two. It's just that I feel like Brian's been a little bit more consistent, since OTAs to the point where we are now in training camp. And so this is the decision that I made.
Now that you have a starter name, do you think you go three quarters with your starting offense in this third preseason game?
You know, I don't know, Jason. I think we're still talking about that because, again, you know, some of our positions on offense from a depth standpoint, we've got to be really understanding of where we're at, you know. So I know that Brian will get some good repetitions in the game. Ryan Mallett will get some repetitions in the game. Savage will play in the game. I know that all three will play in the game. I just can't really tell you exactly how many plays each guy will play.
What do you want to see better out of Hoyer now that he has the confidence, doesn't have to look over his shoulder?
Well, I think that it's really for all of us to be more detail-oriented, you know, to understand the situation of the game, to try to get into a better rhythm. You know, I think this will hopefully help us get into a better rhythm offensively. You know, I think it's tough when you're switching quarterbacks in and out of there in a competition like we had, and it's tough for those guys to always get into a rhythm. So hopefully we'll get into a little bit better rhythm offensively, and Brian and Ryan will just continue to get better and improve, and that's what the league's all about. It's a progress league, so hopefully we'll see improvement with all of our players.
Do you see a difference between the quarterbacks and how they correspond with the teammates between Mallett and Hoyer during this process?
Say that again, Jason.
Do you see a difference in the way the teammates responded to Mallett and Hoyer during this process?
They both have different styles. You know, they're two different people, but they both communicate well with their teammates. I think their teammates both have respect for them. You know, so as far as that goes, no. And I think that both guys have, like I said, a lot of respect in the locker room. They know, the team knows that it was a very competitive situation. And the team knows that basically what I just told you guys, you know, that this is a results-oriented business. And, you know, Brian's got to go in there and play well, and then we'll go from there.
What would you like to see from Ryan Mallett going forward?
Again, I think that you'll see what I expect to see from Ryan is a continued good work ethic, really striving to improve, be a good teammate, be supportive, but be ready to play. You know, have the mentality that I have to prepare like I'm the starter. And I think if he does that, I used the example of Ryan Fitzpatrick last year. You know, last year we made the switch from Ryan to Ryan, and I thought that Fitzy, even though he didn't agree with the decision, Fitzy handled it very, very well. And if you remember, obviously Ryan was injured in the Cincinnati game and had to go to IR, and Fitzy came back in and threw, I think, six touchdown passes in the following game. and really did a good job of handling the situation for what it was, and kept sharp, kept mentally sharp, and was ready to go back in when called upon, if called upon. And so I use that as an example, and I think you'll see the similar handling of the situation from Ryan.
Last year, before you guys played them, they were 6-3, and Hoyer was playing really well. Then they didn't do squat after y'all beat them. What did he do before y'all played him that was good?
Well, I can remember, I think that's an interesting question. We we're clear, though, we evaluated these guys as to what they did here. You know, we didn't really take into account anything other than that. But we watched that game, and so just in answer to that question, I thought that he did some really good things in situational football with Cleveland before we went up there in preparation for that game, watching him against Atlanta, watching him against Tennessee, I believe it was, where he, in the two-minute situation, was able to lead those guys back to victory. So I thought that there were some really good things that he did last year up until our game. After our game, I didn't watch Cleveland, John, so I have no idea what happened there. But, in preparation for that game, those were things that I noticed.
Bill, out of all the quarterbacks you coached, evaluated on, why does Hoyer appeal to you so much? I mean, obviously you guys go back, but I mean, you brought him here, you make him the guy now. What do you like about him so much?
I think he's a smart guy. He really got a really good work ethic. He works extremely hard. He wants to be good. He has a passion for the game. He's got a really good understanding of our system. He's got a lot of energy, a lot of bounce to his step. He's good in the huddle. He's got good huddle command. He understands how to manage the game. We have to see that now. You know, we have to see that on the field, but I believe that he does. I just think that he's done a good job on a consistent basis throughout the time that he's been here.
Any update on Aaron Foster on the time expecting him back?
I don't have any update on you there, Jason. I really don't. He's in here rehabbing, but we really haven't spoken about where he's at, from a date of return standpoint. I know that he's working hard in rehab, and he's really trying to get back to playing as quickly as he can.
Is Andre Powell starting to really solidify himself as your strong safety, or is it still kind of wide open over there?
That's a competition. I think that Dre Howell has done a good job in training camp. He's a good special teams guy. He's improved as a safety. He's got corner capability too, so that's a good thing. He's versatile. But there's other guys that have played well at that position. I would mention Eddie Pleasant. You know, Eddie Pleasant has played well at that position very competitively. And then there's other guys. You know, we're waiting to see if we can get Lonnie Ballantyne back on the field here. Hopefully he'll be back out there this week. But there's other guys there, but Dre has had a solid camp.
You know, people in Cleveland think that he's going to play a lot better and win more here playing with you. Why is that? What is it about you and him that makes him think he's going to win here?
Well, only time will tell on that, John. You know, but we believe in him. We know that he understands our system. We like the energy and the intelligence that he brings to the system. We like the fact that he has poise in gotta have it type of situations in games. And he's a guy that's a good communicator with his teammates. And so we're going to go with Brian. And like I said, it's a results-oriented business, and Brian's got to go out there and play well. And Brian knows that. Brian's been around for a while now. Since 09, and he understands the business. He's seen all sides of it. He's seen all sides of the business. He's been cut. He's been the starter. He's made the team as an undrafted free agent. He's seen every bit of pro football that you could see from that position as far as, his 6 years in the league. So, you know, that's the decision that we made, and we're looking forward to seeing how it goes.
Is that good that he has experienced all those things, including failure?
Yeah, I think – Football is an interesting deal. You know, I think that football really teaches you a lot about getting knocked down and being able to pick yourself back up. And I think that's a big part of the National Football League. If you look at some of the best players personally that I've ever coached, guys, there's guys right here. I Michael Mohammed, if you look at Mike Mohammed, linebacker for us, I mean, how many times has he been released from a team? And I would tell you right now that Michael Mohammed's, an important guy on our football team. He's a good special teams player, good sub linebacker, can play on first and second down. You know, so these types of guys that have been through a lot of different things and been, been down and picked themselves back up, you know, that's a part of their mental toughness. That's a good thing. Well, I can tell you that he's married. He has children. He's a lot different. You know, when they grow up, they go from young men to men. And when he came in to New England as an undrafted guy to Michigan State, he was a wide-eyed guy. But he settled down pretty quickly, and he made that team. He beat out a couple guys that had been there for a while, and he backed up Tom. And for a long time there, we only kept two quarterbacks, Tom and him. So, you know, he did a good job in that situation. But from that point to where we are now, I wouldn't say his foundation is the same, but his life has changed, certainly.
How difficult is it for someone to be an undrafted rookie and bounce around as much as Hoyer has and be named a week one starter in this league? I mean, there's only 32 jobs, and it says a lot about him that he's even in this spot.
Yeah, I think like I said, he's a guy that he has mental toughness, not only what you just said, but, you know, he's had the knee injury. He's had to deal with injury, and he's got some mental toughness. He's been through it. He understands the business. He knows clearly what the demands of the job are, and he knows that, you know, in the end, that he needs to go out there and play well for the 2015 team. I think he understands that each year is different, and he understands where he is right now in his career, and he really wants to make the most of this. And, you know, like I said, we made the decision, and we're looking forward to seeing how it goes.
One or two more guys we can get out to practice. How
about you that you finally see a series tomorrow? I mean, Sunday.
Say that again.
Could Clowney get in and see a series on Sunday?
No.
No.
Hey, Bill, in terms of Brian, how much is to be said for that?
He'll be out there at practice, Jason, but he won't play in this game.
How much is there to be said for that mentality? Sometimes you got to live to fight another day. Sometimes you got to take a sack. Sometimes you got to throw it away and just say, hey, we're going to punt and we're going to take a shot the next series.
Talking about Brian?
Brian, yeah.
I think he's got the ability to understand that. Now, within our system here, relative to the last couple games, and you know, I don't put a whole lot of stock in the games. I put more stock in what's been going on in practice and things like that. You know, when we go into these games, we're not really game planning for these teams. Now, we expect our players to play well. We want to win the game. But I put more stock in what goes on in practice. So I think over time, he's shown the ability to make smart decisions for the team. He's been consistent about that. And, that will continue. You know, if he can continue on that path and continue to make smart decisions for the team, then we'll be in good shape.
Decisions made. I know you say this is what you guys do, but now that you have this decision made, does it change anything for you? Are you relieved that you now know this and can have that part behind you?
No, it doesn't change anything for me. I just approach every day. I try to have a good work ethic, and I really try every single day to make the best decision for this team. I really believe in this group of guys. You know, I know that we have to make some decisions here in a couple weeks. But the group that's in that locker room right now has put a lot of time, a lot of work into it. They're a great group to work with. And so I just try to match that work ethic every day and try to do the best I can to make sure the players know that we're working hard to put them in good positions to win.
Without focusing so much on the fact you chose Brian, when you look at the offseason options on what to do at the quarterback position, the fact that you signed them both to bring them here, did you get what you wanted out of that competition, out of your quarterbacks?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We definitely we feel really good about the quarterback play that we've had in practice. We feel good about where we are as an offense right now relative to where we were at this point last year. And so, yes, we think that those decisions are good decisions. We don't really look back on those types of things, but we feel good about where we are right now in trying to build what we're trying to build here.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, guys.